It's time for another StoryCorps segment marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. For many of us, the turn of the calendar page from December to January ushers in New Year's resolutions. Some of the more popular ones involve getting healthier, losing weight, and quitting smoking. Lexingtonian Karen McLean managed to do just that more than 5 years ago through a special program offered by the Fayette County Health Department. Recently, Karen was reunited in the StoryCorps booth with Angela Bremley Shelton, who served as the facilitator of that class.
Do you remember why you wanted to quit smoking?
It was for health reasons. I had pneumonia, and I smoked all through pneumonia. Every time I smoked, I would cough, and it would hurt. So a lady that I work with told me about the Cooper Clayton class, so I just decided to take it.
How long have you been smoking, Karen?
Since I was 15.
Right. How much did you smoke each day?
Almost a pack a day.
You're about an average Kentucky
yeah,
smoker.
Yeah, almost a pack
a
day.
That. That was actually one of the first classes that I taught, but I do remember that. Had you ever tried to quit before?
Yeah, I tried to quit like 3 times before and never was successful. I would use the patch, and I would take the patch off and smoke, and then put it back on. That sounds stupid, but that's what I done. Then finally, I just said, forget it, and I smoked.
Do you remember what was kind of going on in your head at that time, or like emotional, what your emotions were like when you came to us at that time?
Well, I knew that I needed to quit, but to be honest with you, I didn't want to. And, you know, it was a struggle. Am I going to complete this class, or am I going to continue to smoke? So I decided to complete the class because I knew I had other health issues also. If you remember, I had diabetes, high blood pressure, and I knew that I needed to quit because my mother, she was a smoker and she got real sick. She developed different lung diseases, and I just didn't want that. So I said, might as well try it.
The class is 12 weeks long. When did it get hard?
It was hard for me through the whole class, but probably after it was about 2 weeks left in the class, that's when it got real easier. But all through that, it got real hard, especially when I wasn't in class and when I was on my own and left with people who smoked and I was at home by myself. So it was pretty intense through the whole thing for me.
So what's the best thing about being quit, Karen?
Food tastes better. My clothes don't smell. I can walk into my house and it's smoke-free, and I can tell the difference with the smoking, health-wise. And like I was talking earlier, going somewhere and filling out an application or a form or something, and it says, do you smoke? And I can put no. I have quit. I have succeeded. I don't have no urge to smoke. Because I remember I would smoke as soon as I wake up in the morning, as soon as I get in my car. If I'm going somewhere, as soon as I'm getting dressed, I had to smoke. Talking on the phone, I have to smoke. But now I get up, it's just not part of my life anymore. So I really enjoy that.
What would you tell other people about quitting?
That is very beneficial to you. It can add years to you, to your life. You don't have to worry about when it's cold outside, going outside and smoking. You can save a ton of money. And it would just help your health.
Karen, I'm so proud of you. You look awesome. I think you look younger than you did 5 years ago.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you all thinking of me.
Karen McLean and Angela Brumley Shelton sharing their experience of kicking the habit. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp@uky.edu for sharing their StoryCorps audio with us. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday here on WUKY.